I'll declare the meeting open for September. Welcome you all for your attendance and Damo on the phone. Thanks, Damo.
No worries.
Okay, firstly we have public question time. Mm-hmm. We'll have a minute silence first because of one of our constituencies, Wyndham Walgoolan, who passed away the other day and Mr. Bronte 3, so we'll give him our minute silence. Bronte 3. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I will take this opportunity to welcome one of our newly elected councillors to the Shire of Westonia and a newbie, Mitch Cruz. Welcome, Mitch.
Thank you.
He will be sworn in at the next council meeting. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Mitch. So, thanks for attending today. Thank you. Public question, Paul. For leave of absence, anyone want to leave of absence for the next meeting? There being none?
Yes,
I no, you won't. You get, oh, yes, you might. You want to
be
there. Yeah, sorry, Bill. Okay. Confirmation of previous minutes. For the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 21st of August 25, be confirmed as a true and correct record. Someone prepared to move. Councillor Simmons has moved. Councillor Faithfull has seconded. All those in favour? Carrick, any questions? No.
6-0.
Moving on to 6 specific minutes for the WeRock Incorporated board meeting held on the Wednesday the 30th of August and the Great Eastern Country Zone minutes held on the Monday the 18th of August. Could someone prepared to move those minutes as a true correct record? Move Councillor Del Bosco, seconded Councillor Faithfull. All those in favour? Carrick. Alright, moving on. 7. Council's announcements for the month. Oh, I think everyone has not had a meeting for the last few weeks.
I had the local emergency plan.
Did you? Okay. Yeah. I have had nothing. Bill, you've had nothing. Ainsley?
No, probably worth mentioning is the halfway to Kell run by the Bowling Club. Representing the Shire and every member. It was run very well. And lots of appreciation for the town itself.
Thanks, Sophie. Roscoe, nothing?
I'm bringing it.
No, okay. Moving along, declarations of interest.
Yeah, I got one today.
Yes.
9.3.1, I think it is. The Bitchetek one.
Oh, yeah, Rudgie, gotcha.
Closely associated.
And I have one on the from MacTech Industries, Close Association.
No, you don't have to do them anymore.
No. Well, I do.
No.
No. Thank you. Good. Can you have that one?
Denver doesn't do his anymore.
Fair enough. I was just making sure. Righto. Hand over to Jazz.
Okay, 9.1.1 is the accounts for payment for August for 2025. Accounts for payment are presented to council in the interest of accountability and provide information on council expenditure. August list of accounts is totaling $1,238,769.93. Bendigo MasterCard payments of $8,044.52 and fuel card purchases of $529.52. Is there any questions relating to this month's list of accounts?
Just wondering who was in the frame out of prison.
And our social club. Should have finished, should have stayed there. That was a very good tour. If you
ever go down there. Otherwise, my officer recommendation is that the August 2025 accounts submitted to today's meeting on a municipal direct debits from direct debit 4662 to 44692 and electronic transfers 7775 to 7855, inclusive of DPI. Creditors and bank fees totaling $1,238,769.93 be passed for payment.
Someone prepared to move is Mr. Councillor Simmons and seconded is Councillor Huxtable. All those in favour? 6-0, unanimous.
Okay, item 9.1.2 is a monthly statement of financial activity for August 2025. The monthly statement of financial activity is a record of council activity for the financial performance during the reporting period. On page 5 of the report shows our still a healthy surplus of over $3.7 million. And then shown on pages 7 onwards is the breakdown of individual accounts. There's nothing much to report as we're still commencing the beginning of our financial year. So my officer recommendation is that council adopt the monthly financial report for the period ending August 2025 and note any material variances greater than 10,000 or 15%.
Someone prepared to move the officer's recommendation. Councillor Faithfull has moved. Councillor Simmons has seconded. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. Unanimous.
Okay, the last one for me is 9.1.3. It's the GST reconciliation report for August 2025. The GST reconciliation is presented to Council in the means of indicating Council's current GST liability, which has an impact on Council's cash flow. Our reporting over August shows that we have a refund of $15,432. So my officer recommendation is that the GST reconciliation refund totalling $15,432 for the period ending August be adopted.
Someone prepared to move for GST Councillor Huxtable has moved, Councillor Dalbosian has seconded. All those in favour, carried 6-0, unanimous. 9.2 community regulations, there is none. Moving on to works and services and the tenders. 9.31, hand over to the CEO.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first one's a tender number 2. Which is bituminous products. The purpose of this report is for council to consider accepting a tender for the supply and lay of bituminous products. And actually, just back up there, Councillor Guy has declared his interest in this. So,
you want to ring me back?
You can leave the room, Dad.
He's been taking off his Zoom conference. Yeah, so as you know, we've made allowance in the 25-26 budget for the provision of bituminous products as part of our adopted road program, which this year includes approximately 46,500 square metres of combined primer seal 14 mil and first coat seal 7 mil aggregate. Public notice inviting tenders closed on the 9th of September was initiated, and at the close of tenders we received four submissions from Bitutec, Roadmac, WAS Spray Seal and Fulton Hogan. In accordance with the local government functions and general regulations, the following criteria will determine whether the tender should be accepted. We did that through a selection criteria and weighting. All passed, with Bitutec coming ahead a little bit in that scenario. And all of them were deemed to comply with the compliance criteria. And the price schedule is listed based on 46,500 square metres of work. So they're the four listings there: Bitutec 472, Roadmac 440, WA Spray Seal 521, and Fulton Hogan 468. My recommendation is that we've had a long term relationship with Bitutec on this particular project, Warralakin Road, which is actually probably entering its probably 8th or 9th year, Warralakin Road, and it's our final year of the 4.2Ks to finish the job. And even though Bitutec aren't the second lowest tenderer, is that my recommendation that we accept the tender submitted by Bitutec for the supply of bituminous products at the tender prices, $472,440 inclusive.
Thank you. Someone prepared to move? Councillor Huckle has moved. Councillor Della Voce has seconded. All those in favour? Carried. 5-0. Unanimous.
The meeting is recording that Councillor Guy
is re-entering.
Via teleconference. Okay, thank you, Mr. President. The next tender or item is 9.3.2, which is tender 3 for the wheel loader. The purpose of this report is for Council to consider accepting a tender for the supply of a new wheel loader. We've made an allowance in our budget for the purchase of a new loader to replace the existing John Deere, which is now coming into its 7th year. As part of the budget process, Council resolved to call tenders for the supply. Public notice closing on the 9th of September was initiated. So at the close of tenders, we received seven tenders, but from four different companies, and there was one just tender just for the trade price. So we received them from CJD Equipment for a Volvo with a changeover price of $365,000. We received two quotes from Westrac Equipment, one's for a Cat 950 14B and the other one's for a Cat 950 GC. The 950 14B changeover price of $340,850 and the 950 GC was $288,005. Hitachi provided a price on a Hitachi or ZW220 with a changeover price of $339,000. McIntosh and Sons quoted on a Case 821G with a changeover price of $315,000. Also for a Luigong 856H, changeover price of $134,000. We also received one tender from Drone Out Contracting for the outright purchase of our trade for $40,975. Council's indicative allocation in the plant replacement program was a $270,000 changeover. $270 for the 25 financial budget for the purchase of the loader. Councils have had the tender document shared with them, and it's open for discussion now. And what is your preference?
Bill?
My preference is the CAT 952C, the original price of 333 without trading.
So that's the quick hit?
No.
You want the 950 14B?
Yeah, no, sir.
The GC, you want the 14B, the fixed bucket?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
I think we should go with the CAT 950 14B, which is the fixed type pinhole bucket.
We've got a JVC
and hold the others. And hold the trade.
Yeah, and don't have to do a trade.
Trade's a bit light on. Yeah. In all of them. Well, one wasn't too bad, but that was one.
Any other questions? On that, resident, on that waste track with the two different CATs, the one I just said before, the 950 and 333, I thought that was the one without the
no,
charger.
No, that is the quick hitch one. Quick hitch, the 3.1.
I thought the other way around.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, so it's a, that is a... the 950 is their premium model, the 14B,
yeah,
and that's with the fixed bucket.
Yeah, right.
The GC is with the quick hitch bucket arrangement, which is half a cubic metre smaller bucket,
right.
And it's not their premium machine. There's quite a few extras taken off that.
Sorry, Mr. President. Can I rephrase that?
You can.
I recommend that we go for the CAT 950 14B on the full outlay price and without a trade-in. Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone else happy with that one?
Yes,
Everyone's happy? So the motion happy. Will read. The motion will read.
You need a second.
Councillor Delawoska. The motion will read that the council set the tender from Westrac Equipment for the supply of one new loader with a total tender price, which is $30,000 and a change of price.
So if I could rephrase that, we accept the tender received from Westrac for the 950 14B for an outright purchase price of $381,365.76, and we look at trading the trade
as
selling the trade as well.
Everyone in favour?
Yes.
6-0, unanimous. Yeah, we're all clear on that?
Yep.
A little bit confusing there for a little while.
Oh, sorry, I'm confused. It was my mistake. I was thinking of the other way around. I apologise.
There it is.
We still ended up with the right one.
Thank you, Mr. President. The third one's, 9.4.1 is 10-1, which is for 2x single person's accommodation. This purpose of this report is for Council to consider accepting a tender for the supply of two new residences. We have an allocation of $500,000 in the 25-26 to facilitate the purchase of two new transportable residences for single persons accommodation. And if you remember, councillors, as part of Councillor Huxtable's award ceremony held at the museum, we went and inspected quite a few of the modular homes while we were down there. Public notice inviting tenders was invited, closing on the 9th of September 2025. And at the close of tenders, we only received two, even though five or six different companies expressed an interest. So we only received two at the close of tenders. Tenders were received at two, modular was one for a two by one design called the Stockton for $414,041 for two of them. And modular for their design two is the Augusta, which is one that we had inspected when we were down in Perth for $465,177. And the third tender received was from Evoke Living Homes for a farm stay modified design two by one, coming in at $489,742. Modular, both on the Stockton and the Augusta, had some provisional sums or additional costs for branded or fresco porch of $98,000 and $101,000 respectively on the two models. Council has an allocation of $500,000 in the 25-26 to facilitate purchase of these multi-purpose buildings. We've discussed, I think Council has been given all the tender docs, and after inspection, my recommendation is that we accept the modular home quotation or tender for the construction of two Augusta 2x1 transportable residences at the tender price of $465,177, inclusive of GST, and we do not accept, or you know, don't proceed with any of the additional branded costs, etc.
Someone prepared to move?
I'll
resume.
Sorry, Mr. President. Just one query on them. Floor designs, I see you're saying they're one bedroom and a single person, and you've got two bedrooms.
Yeah.
So that's our still.
Yep. That's, yeah, that's good.
Sorry.
That's okay. Moved Councillor Simmons, seconded Councillor Faithfull. All those in favour?
Taylor?
Yes. In favour.
6-0?
6-0. Unanimous.
Yeah.
9.4.2.
Thank you, Mr. President. The sale of land, lot 305 Firewriting Street. Purpose of this report is for Council. Consider selling lot 305 Firewriting Street to Rachel and Phil King. Council have been selling land via a conditional land release arrangement to help promote population growth and development within the town site. We have received an application from Rachel and Phil King for which to purchase lot 305 Pyrite Street with the intention to construct a residence. Both of these have been past residents of Westonia, Rachel being past school teacher in 1990, and Phil was a geo on the mine when it was ACM days, so they're keen to relocate back to town. Below is a map illustrating the said block. It's that corner block. Obviously there's a drainage contour through there, which we, by design of the council, we will have to mitigate that and put in that drain that we talked about a couple of years ago in that back lane to capture stormwater off the houses on the eastern side and get it out onto the road. But it's all can be done, but it will be at our cost. So my recommend, just before we move on, that we've had interest from three other parties for blocks. We're down to our last half a dozen blocks in town available, and council has finally got an opportunity to the native title holders to negotiate a few more blocks around the school, the ones that we were trying to get from the partner lands. That'll be happening next month. So my recommendation, the council approve the sale of lot 305 Pyrite Street to Rachel and Phil King and authorise the president and CEO in fixing the common seal on the transfer of land ownership form.
So I'm going to prepare to move. Councillor Faithfull has moved. Councillor Huxwell has seconded. All those in favour?
In favour.
Carried. 6-0. Unanimous.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is Western Power installation on Granite Street. The purposes of this report is for Council to consider accepting the quotation from Western Power for the service installations on Granite Street. Yeah. Council aware of its development in the light industrial lots located in Granite Street. Council, as part of its conditional land release, have sold all 7 lots available to the development of light industrial sheds. Western Power services are required to be installed on the lots as part of this development. Quotation has finally been provided Western Power for the installation of services on Granite Street at a cost of $81,862, excluding GST. Council has 60 days to accept the quotation. Financial implication, Council has made an allocation of $120,000 for the development of town site lots in Westonia in the 25-26 budget. Council, you're already committed, you sold your lots, the understanding they were fully serviced. This, I don't think it's any surprise the cost of it, Western Power, it's $25,000 just for one dome. It's
unbelievable.
Yeah, we've got $80,000 for 4 domes down there, so that's just the way it is.
That's
and
three the day, phase.
Sorry?
That's 3-phase?
No.
True.
Okay. That'll be triple the cost, mate. My recommendation is that Council accept the quotation provided by Western Power for the installation of services to the Granite Street light industrial lots.
I'm not prepared to move. Councillor Simmons has moved. Councillor Paypal has seconded. All those in favour?
In favour.
Carried. 6-0 unanimous. Carrying on. The next amendment to the budget has been given. None. New business. Of urgent matter. None. Date and time of the next meeting is on Thursday the 23rd of October at 4 p.m.
So, Mr. President, we push that back a week, so it's after the election day, Saturday the
18th,
so we can swear in new councillors and get our election of president.
Also, before we close the meeting, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Bill Huxwell for his services to the Westonian Shire for the last 14 years, Bill. As a councillor and as the deputy president for those years, and thank him for his services, which has been greatly accepted at Westonia. So, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Hang on before you say anything. And before you go, we'll give you your name badge to take home as a memento, okay? In the period that I have been on the Shire, I have I've really appreciated it, and hope it's all done well in the time we've been. There's been a hell of a lot of changes in Westonia since I've been here. It's all for the better, I hope. And I hope it just keeps changing. We've got a bit of young blood in. You want to keep your old and the young together, and one to control the other. Different ideas. But, I hope it all goes well in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There being no further business, I'll close the meeting at 4:30.